Shalom to all. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Bikurim Daf Chavav, the very last daf of the Masechta, and also the very last daf in all of Seder Zrayim. And we're starting about the third line with a quote from the Mishnah of Yitra Bikurim Min B'She'en Aminai. And in the Vilna source of daf, it's about halfway through Yud Beis Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Leila Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Batsim Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now the Mishnah says Yitra Bikurim Min B'She'en Aminai. This is in Shitas Rav Shimon that there's three different levels: Bikurim, Tosefes Bikurim, and Yitra Bikurim. So Yitra Bikurim, according to him, is Min B'She'en Aminai. It doesn't even have to be from the Shivas Haminim. Tanya of Ibrisa Habikurim. Mitzvah l'havien b'shiva kelim. It's a mitzvah bring bikurim in seven different kelim. So if a person's bringing all the shivas haminim as bikurim, it's a mitzvah to separate them into separate kelim. Wheat in one, barley in the other. Now v'mvim b'kli echad yatsa. If he did end up bringing them all in the same kli, he's yaitza. Ketzad waisa. How is he supposed to do it if he is bringing them all in the same kli? Nice and sa'ir milamata. He puts the barley on the bottom, v'davrach al gabayin, and then something has a separation in between, maybe a paper towel or something like that. Chitin al gabayin. Then he puts wheat on top of that, v'davrach al gabayin, and then a separation in between, zaysim al gabayin. Then olives on top, vidaracha gabayin, and something on top of that, tamar mal gabayin, dates on top of them, vidaracha gabayin, then something in between, rimon mal gabayin, pomegranates on top of them, vidaracha gabayin, and something in between, te'en mal gabayin, then figs on top of them, vidaracha gabayin, and something on top of them, elmal mehen, all the way on the top, anovim is grapes, umakav alein, eshkol shal anovim mechotz, and he surrounds them with the clusters of grapes all around as well. And the reason why it's in such order with the grapes on the top is because we're going in ascending order of beauty. Clearly, grapes are the most beautiful. When people would bring their Bikurim up to Yerushalayim, they wouldn't go up individually, as we already know that from a previous Mishnah. Rather, they would go up in groups. That's what the word Placha means over here. They wouldn't walk all day, so as not to tire themselves out. They would walk two Yadais a day, which basically means two-thirds of the day they would walk, and then they would rest the remaining third of the day. The Gabayim, the ones in charge of the shoals, they would go with them, and they would sleep in the open area of the city. They wouldn't go into the homes. Why is this? So as not to become Tameh, we've already discussed this. Bikurim, when it's brought up, also needs the oil and shlamim to be brought as well as a carbon. And lastly, the whole group of important people of Yerushalayim that would go out to greet those, bring their Bikurim, would not be misasik, would not deal with them, and wouldn't accompany them the same way when they were leaving as when they were coming. When they were coming, it was a whole toodaloo, it was a whole big thing that everyone came to greet them, but when they were leaving, they just left and it wasn't such a big deal. Now, explain the last part of the mission. We said to says Bikurim v'chulu upturim and admai, that's part from demai, so we have a clarity. Tanya Brasa teaches us upturim havadai umin admai. It's not just that Tosefes Bikurim is like Bikurim in that it's pater from demai and that there's no chashash. It's pater from vadai as well. It's not chayv and meiser whatsoever because it's something totally different. It's not considered like regular fruits. And that's just a clarity on their Mishnah that says demai. Don't think it's just demai. It's also vadai. Now, halacha vav, the very last halacha in the Masechta, the Mishnah tells us, Emosai amr Tosefes Bikurim ki Bikurim. When is it that we say Tosefes Bikurim is like Bikurim? Is machi bam in aretz. That's if this fruit is from Eretz Yisrael. Vim ain't a bam in aretz. But if this fruit's not from Eretz Yisrael, ain't a ki Bikurim. It's not like Bikurim, and it's chayv in demai, and it's just like regular fruit, and doesn't have a din of Bikurim. The Mishnah continues, V'lama amru habikurim menichse kayin. In regards to what did we say previously that Bikurim is the nechasim of the kayin? And so here are a few different examples. Shukayna mehen, avadim karkayis. A kayin is allowed to use Bikurim to purchase avadim and property, ubehema tmeya, and not kosher animals, such as a horse, ubal chayv naitlam b'chayvai, and somebody whom the kayin owes money to is allowed to take that for his chayv, v'yishav iksubasa, and a woman can get paid her ksuba from Bikurim. Lastly, v'sefer tyra, a kayin could use it to buy a sefer tyra. As we see that according to Tana Kama, Bikurim is actually the kayin's money and he can do whatever he wants with it. Now Rabbi Huda argues and says, Ein nosan nosan el chaver b'tayva. One's only allowed to give it to a kayin chaver b'tayva. A chaver is opposed to an ama aretz. We know that ama aretzim are not careful with tumat hara, whereas a chaver is, and therefore Rabbi Huda is telling us that no, you have to be extra careful with Bikurim. You have to make sure to only give it to a kayin who's a chaver. He's careful with tumat hara, and b'tayva means you just have the choice of who you want to give it to. And we see from here that Rabbi Huda holds Bikurim is like truma. Now the Chama argue and they say that no, nosan nosan la'anchei mishmar, Bikurim is only given to the people of that mishmar or currently serving the Beis HaMikdash at that point in time, and they divide among themselves kachay mikdash, like regular kachay mikdash, such as karbanos that are brought on a daily basis, which are distributed only among the kaihanim of that mishmar, and they're not given to any other kaihanim. So we see the Chum hold that it's not like truma, it's on a higher level. The Gemara Chava von Beis on top now discusses this din of a sefer Torah, which we mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yannis says b'shem Rav Chiya Barva, shalos Rav Shem ben Gamliel, they ask Rav Shem ben Gamliel, ma'u shem kar adam sefer Torah lisa isha, is a person allowed to sell a sefer Torah in order to get married? We know that it's very rare to find the heter to sell a sefer Torah. What about selling a sefer Torah to get married? So Armelani told him, this is one of the terim, one of the reasons why a person would be allowed to sell a sefer Torah in order to get married. They asked him, Lomai Torah, what about selling a sefer Torah to learn Torah? Armelani told him, one's allowed to sell a sefer Torah for that. Then they asked him, Mnei Chayov, what about for his very life? He doesn't have any food, he has no way to support himself, he can't put bread on the table, is allowed to sell a sefer Torah for that? Avalei Gifon, he didn't respond to them. Now, Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rechiah Barva is a slightly different version of this. Shalos Rav Shem ben Gamliel, that's Rav Shem ben Gamliel, Ma'ashem Karatim Sefer Torah Lisa Isha? Is a person allowed to sell Sefer Torah to get married? Amarlani told them in yes. Lomoy Torah, what about selling it to learn Torah? Amarlani told them in yes. Now here's where Rabbi Yonah's version differs from Rabbi Yonah. Mipnei Chayav Loi Shalun V'Loi Agivon. In regards to selling it for his very livelihood, for his very survival, they didn't ask him, and of course he didn't respond to them. Now that's Rabbi Yonah, according to Rabbi Yonah, Nicha Loi Shalun V'Loi Agivon. We understand that since they didn't ask him, he didn't respond to them regarding selling Sefer Torah. Whereas that's Rabbi Yesu, or if we want to keep the gears so consistent, it's Rabbi Yonah. In Shalun Le, yes, they did ask him, what about Kedei Chayav V'Loi V'Loi Agivon? So why didn't he respond to them? And the answer is, Ki Asar Rabchananya, Rabchananya came, he said the name of Pinchas, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan, B'Shem Rabbi Ben Gamliel, the Meichu Adam Sefer Torah, Lisa Isha V'Loi V'Loi Torah, a person's allowed to sell Sefer Torah to get married or to learn Torah, and V'Chal Shekem Bnei Chayav, for sure, if it's for his very survival, he's allowed to sell it, and that's when Rabbi Yonah / Rabbi Yossi's version, Rabbi Shem Ben Gamliel didn't respond to them, because it's a Kol Shekem, so there's no reason to answer them. We continue discussing Lima Torah, Tanu Yev Abraisa, Amadras B'Noi L'Loi Torah, if a person made a neder on his son, that he's not allowed to have any benefit from him, that's because he wants his son to learn Torah, and he doesn't want his son to be busy serving him. Nonetheless, Mutar L'Malas Loi Chavis Shamayim, his son is allowed to fill a pitcher of water up for his father, Ulahalik HaSaner, or to light a candle for him, because that's considered such a small service, that's not something the father had in mind. Rabbi Yaakov Eidi says, B'Shem Rabbi Yonah's son, Af L'Kech Loi Chavis Min HaShuk, the son's even allowed to go to the marketplace to pick up stuff for his parent. The Gemara clarifies, Upligin, this is talking about two different situations, Kan Be'ish, Kan Be'isha. The first part of the Brisa, which is Mashma, the son, is not allowed to go to the marketplace to pick up stuff for his parent, is referring to where the father was the one that had made the neder on the son, and since it's normal for the father to go to the marketplace himself to go get his own stuff, the son's not allowed to do it for him, because that's too big of a shimush, that's too much work for the father, and that would fit under the neder that he's not allowed to do. But the second part, which is Rabbi Yaakov Eidi saying, B'Shem Rabbi Yonah's son, that the son is allowed to go to the marketplace and pick stuff up for his parent, that's referring to where the mother had made the neder on the son, and since it's not the standard that a woman will go to the marketplace to get stuff, she never had in mind when she made this neder on her son to include this type of service, and therefore the son would be allowed to go to the shuk to go pick stuff up for his mother. However, if he was a chashva person, he's just like a woman, because a chashva person doesn't go to the marketplace himself, and in this situation, his son would also be allowed to go to the marketplace for him. There's a story with a fellow who was madar his son to learn Torah. Again, he was madar his son that he's not out of any benefit from him, because he wanted his son to be able to learn. The story came to Rabbi Yisrael Chalufta, he permitted the son to fill up a pitcher of water for his father, and to light a candle for him. And lastly, Tani we have a brisa, if a person sells a sefer Torah that he inherited from his father, he's never going to see simon bracha from that. But on the flip side, if a person keeps a sefer Torah in his house, not only his own sefer Torah, but even his father's sefer Torah that he inherited from him, all of a kaseh v'aymer, on that person, the pasuk says, wealth and riches are in his house, and its sitkus, his righteousness, lasts forever. Masor finishing this perek and the entire Masechta and the entire Seder Zroim, just like we're Zecha finished this Masechta together and the entire Seder, we should be Zecha to finish all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're of course going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new Seder, Seder Mayid, with Masechta Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.